it's just me. Sorry to bother you. I know you're going to be wrapping up your day, but I didn't know if what I got to tell you would affect something you want to do there. Rick's, I talked to Rick. He's good with all of them except for Monday the 17th, the day that I have Chez and at 1 and the PT at 8:30. They're just taking a one-day bus trip out to Newport. So I didn't know the fact that we have PT in the morning and then him at 1. If you would just take the whole day off, or Rick made a good point that when we go the 7th, we might be able to tell Jess that we have a problem with the 17th and maybe she can move it. So we'll figure that out later. But that might be a good idea. We can wait till Friday and see if Jess can or can't. And we'll go from there. If she can move it, that'll be great. Otherwise, we'll figure out what we want, what you want to do. Not what we, it's all what you want to do. I don't want to make you take me to both PT and Chaz in the same day, but we might not have a choice. As I said, come the 7th, I'll ask Jess if she can move the 17th and go from there. All right, get home very safely. I'm so sorry for everything. I love you with all my heart and soul. Look forward to seeing you. Hope your lunch went well. Sorry that you're going to finish it, hear this, and get indigestion. Just another terrible thing I'm doing to you. All right. So sorry. I will see you when you get home. You know, this chair is good for getting back up from, but sitting on it really hurts. All right, you don't need to hear that. If I hung up like I am now, you won't have to hear it. There we go.